This course is intended to cover the basics of medical terminology, which may confuse a new student of medicine. Medical terminology is difficult to study because it involves a lot of memorizing. The basics of how medical terminology works will be the main topic of the first chapter of this course. The second chapter of the course includes an in-depth discussion of root words and prefixes associated with numbers and colors. These two topics are commonly prefixes, but may also be root words. The numbers can be cardinal or ordinal numbers. The third chapter of the course covers those terms related to body planes, cavities, and regions. There are also directional or movement terms related to the body, which will be the topic of this chapter. The fourth chapter will only cover musculoskeletal medical terminology. This includes those terms related to bones, osteo, muscles, myo, and joints, arthra, and includes other important root words, prefixes, and suffixes. Chapter 5 covers important cardiovascular system medical terms. This includes mainly the heart and blood vessels, but will also cover topics like hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Chapter 6 of the course is devoted to the respiratory system. This includes terms covering the entirety of the respiratory system from the mouth and nose to the alveoli deep within the lungs. Terms referring to the larynx, pharynx, trachea, and bronchial tree will also be discussed. The digestive system will be the major topic of the seventh chapter. This will include things like mastication, swallowing, motility, and the structures of the GI tract from the mouth to the anus. There are very specific root words that define each part of the digestive system. The eighth chapter will discuss the genitourinary system of both the male and female, including reproductive tract terms of both the male and female. Medical terminology related to the external and internal reproductive organs will also be covered in detail. The ninth chapter of the course will cover topics related to nervous system and psychiatric terminology. These disciplines overlap with terms like neuro, meaning nerves, and psych, meaning the mind. There are many diseases of these systems that make use of similar root words, prefixes, and suffixes. Chapter 10 of the course will discuss basic ear and eye-related terms. These two disciplines don't overlap, with ear, nose, and throat specialties covering ear terminology, and ophthalmology covering eye-related terminology. The 11th chapter of the course is a mixture of endocrine, lymphatic, and immune system terms. These systems tend to overlap. However, each has its own set of unique root words that help define the meaning of the terminology. The 12th chapter of the course is devoted to miscellaneous medical terms. These include terms related to fever, death, cancer, and other broad-ranging terms. Root words will be first defined, and some real-word uses of the root words will be listed and explained in more detail. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in medical terminology with the correct answers. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while taking notes, then go back and listen to areas you had difficulties with. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school medical terminology course. Now, let's get started.